love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. I did some checking into some of the things that I've been discussing recently and noticed some stuff. Again, I listened to a short piece called Ghosts of War, RT Scrutinizes the Impact of the Afghan Occupation Had on Millions of Lives. It's an interview with a gentleman who was taken, I think they said, if I recall correctly, 2003, was captured by the U.S. military and tortured, as so many are. This is the reason that John Kiriakou was put in prison for 2 years, 2.5 years, whatever it was, because he exposed the fact that the U.S. government, by policy, again, by policy, tortures people. And so they put him in prison, but nobody who's done the torturing or set up the policy, no, that's not a problem. This gentleman ended up in Guantanamo for, I think they said, 2 years, maybe 3 years. And he's back now in England, in the UK. Two things stood out in the interview. One was when he said, because while he was in there, his thought was, my children are growing up without me. So what's the difference in being in Guantanamo or being in Cleveland, Tennessee, when my family is being kept from me? And again, it's, you know, the other thing he said, that he left Guantanamo not hating America because of some particular soldiers. Some particular soldiers who showed him just little moments of kindness. That's a remarkable thought. And it is why I strive constantly to look for opportunities with people I know are complete strangers that I meet. How can I encourage them? That is a real big focus in life now. I would suggest that it's consistent with, oh, what is that passage again? You know, the James 1:27, that I lived again today. But I'm hoping, because the reason I send out these postcards to one person and another, and to a different person, to a different person every day, is for that one equivalent of an American soldier at Guantanamo who will show that act of kindness and open the door somehow, a gesture, whatever. And, you know, I did notice I think I've heard maybe 10 minutes of this guy, but apparently he's quite famous. His name is Joe Rogan. He does a podcast. I mean, apparently he's making millions upon millions of dollars doing a podcast. And involved in some kind of sports or something. I really don't know. I just don't know who he is. But he made the news yesterday, today. Because he got sick. He got a flu. And, you know, with any flu, you take the PCR test, you will test positive with any flu. So obviously they said he had COVID-19. But he did a bunch of self-treatment, including things like ivermectin, which, you know, you say that publicly, you will be persecuted. Apparently, what's being said now, it's a drug used for horses, which indeed apparently was true. That's what it was initially developed for. But the developers received a Nobel Prize because of its effectiveness in people. And it's been used for years and years and years. But now you can't say that word. It really is amazing what's happened. But apparently after like one day, he became healthy again. So it's causing a little fiasco. And, you know, my hope is, again, I know the name. I think I've seen, like I say, 10 minutes of stuff, clips here and there. But when somebody popular like that exposes the fallacy, I really hope this becomes a turning point, because this stuff is so stupid, and it's obviously dangerous in the cultural change. But one last thing, I saw also a reference to a statement that China bans effeminate feminine men on TV. Broadcasters ordered to resolutely put an end to sissy men and other abnormal aesthetics by the Communist Broadcast Regulator. And what I thought about is that term is used in the Bible. Malakos. It means soft. As an adjective, it is those who wear soft clothes. That's in the Gospels. As a noun, it's 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. The effeminate. Because it's the effeminate and the homosexual. And I think it's clear. It's the dominant male in homosexual relationship, and the male that acts in the female role. And obviously, it brings people to mind. And my hope remains in verse 11, and such were some of you. My lady, my family, I love you.